Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy, for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today and every day, Monday through Friday, is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace. By opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the divine instruments of peace, who we are at our core essence. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title. Trust your higher self. Stop second-guessing yourself. Trust your higher self. Stop second-guessing yourself. This message is such a powerful message for me in particular, one that I have come to really know is the truth, one that I have oftentimes second-guessed. Trust is to have confidence in another, and we are told by this message to not put it into any human being, but to put it into the higher source. Not into any other person. To put it within ourselves, within the higher source within us. And of course, the higher source goes by so many names, and whatever name works for you is the right one, but so important to distinguish the higher source voice, the universal intelligence voice, the inner voice, the voice of your angels, your God self, your higher self, possibly your gut or your intuition, from the mind talk, the learned talk we picked up from others and the collective consciousness, the things that sound like a mother or father, a teacher, a doctor, a minister, a policeman, an authority figure. That is never the higher source. Those voices are learned voices that we have tapped into or remember, tapped into the collective consciousness, the consciousness of the world consciousness, some people call it the race consciousness, and that's what so many people did and are still doing with this economic crisis. They tapped into the fear that's out there over money, over lifestyles. Thinking those things make us happy and secure. The inner voice, the higher source, that God, divine voice inside of each of us that makes us one with the Creator, is a sweet, gentle voice, and it speaks in short, little words, almost fleeting words. So for us, it's to learn to trust that voice. And we're told to stop second-guessing ourselves, to stop second-guessing yourself. When I started reflecting on the word stop, an old song came into my consciousness. Maybe you remember this. I won't sing it, but maybe I'll give you the opening line or two. Stop in the name of love. Well, maybe I can sing it. Stop in the name of love. Remember that song? Diana Ross. And that's really what we're guided to do here. Stop second-guessing yourself. Why? Because this is about love, staying centered and focused, coming from love, hearing that higher voice, which is your love consciousness within you. Stop is to stop up, to block, prevent, becoming clogged, cease the motion. And when I think of second-guessing, is that the truth is, we believe sometimes that guessing, that inference, that judgment we make without any knowledge of things, that's our higher voice. And we're right. It means, literally, guessing is to judge correctly. So our higher voice is guiding us down the right and perfect path. But we call it, we second guess it, we question it, we doubt it. Instead, trusting what appears to be guessing, that we're guessing, we're inferring. In reality, It's the second, it's our higher voice inside that's absolutely spot on. But we doubt it. When we doubt, we go into our thinking self. We pull away from the love inside ourselves, from our heart center, from our core essence, and we go into this doubt, this confusion. And we find ourselves, and the reason guessing also means to cease motion, we find ourselves going back and forth. I think of in photography, and a lens, and if you have let's say a telephoto lens, and you can put it into focus, and you can keep focusing one way or the other, and if you go back and forth and back and forth, you don't know what's right after a while. Your eye cannot see clearly. You have to stop, pull away. Now come back and ever so slowly move it into position. And as you do, you'll know, oh, this is it. And you simply stop and you go with it. That's what we're being asked to do. Stop second guessing. Allow ourselves to live in peace, in love, in harmony, in prosperity, rather than doubting, second guessing our higher self. Stop the confusion in your mind. Stop the going back and forth. Stop the sense of feeling in a fog or dizzy. Whatever you're experiencing, you know what I'm talking about. That is a mental, learned way of dealing with things. What should I do? And when we come from that place, we're actually coming from fear. We've moved away from our higher self, our God self. In test taking, they say, trust your first response. And I say to you, listen inside, trust your higher self. That sweet, swift, soft voice. And stop trying to make it right. Be with it. Be with it. Have confidence in yourself to have the power to connect with yourself as we do every day in our meditation. It is here for your good. It will never stray you wrong. We will keep this message in mind today as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Breathe into your heart center. Simply breathe. Breathe in divine source into your heart center. Nice, slow, deep breaths. Feel yourself resonating with this pure breath. And see the light inside or the color. And breathe into that light and color. Perhaps it's spiraling. Breathe into that color like the most beautiful star in the sky that's captivated your attention. Focus your attention on this light, this color inside. As you breathe into it, allow yourself to float to this light like a beautiful butterfly who is free, drawn, attracted to the light. Allow yourself to become one with this light. Just float right into it. And as you do, feel that light penetrating every cell and atom of your being with its purity, with its vibration. Notice the feeling. Feel every cell and atom of your being sparkling inside like the twinkling stars or the rays from the sun, or the halo around a brilliant full moon. Every cell in your being is twinkling now, vibrating, if you will, to this pure, pure energy from the life force inside of you, the higher source inside of you, vibrating from your core essence. And you do nothing, simply be aware. Your awareness that you are one with the divine source raises your vibration to a higher level simply by focusing your attention, breathing into your life center, vital core essence, divine essence, this part of you, this sparkling center, this life vibrating center within you that is always there. We're just tuning up the vibration with our awareness. And you do nothing but focus. It takes no concentration in a deep, hard sense. Mindfulness, expanding your mind by going inside. The mind that is within your heart center, the mind of love. Feeling that love. Notice, does your body feel differently? Do you feel warmth? Do you feel tingling? Do you feel like almost electric energy buzzing within you? For me, my arms are held wide, spreading out my angel wings, and I feel the space between me. I feel the vibration that's going through one hand and another hand, coming out through my fingertips and palms. Perhaps that is you too. Feeling the energy that is within you, vibrating within you now. Confirming that you are one with the divine energy of the universe. You are as brilliant as the most bright star in the heavens at night. Right now it's Sirius. Twinkling in the darkness. And as bright as the sun in the daylight, sending out your rays of golden white light. Simply with your awareness of who you are. Trusting who you are. Trusting that you are one with the Creator. And that life force energy is who you are. That universal intelligence is who you are. And it is always here for you. And whenever you may be hooked by something else, a thought form learned or coming to you from outside of you, it's simple. Desist. Release. Come back. Stop second guessing. Come back to the source of universal intelligence, the God force that resides inside of you. Trust yourself. For whatever you may be facing, whatever is your next choice, small or big, seemingly insignificant or huge, become still, listen and sigh. Breathe into your heart center. Become one with higher intelligence that is you. Feel this love, this peace, this knowingness. The truth that continues to grow in you. The truth that allows you to continue to take one right step after another. Continuing to keep you on the path of pure prosperity. And with time, you will let go . You will release all those learned things that cause doubt. And you will once again ask your question and hear the answer and know it is true. Know from your core being, from your gut, as they say, you will trust the higher source that flows in you like the most magnificent stream, always bringing forth the right, pure, healthy choice, answer, direction, under grace. It is always here, always flowing, as it is right now in you. Pause. Feel that truth inside of you. Feel what pure love feels like as you continue to be mindful of it now. Feel what it feels like to have every cell and atom of your being in balance, in harmony with the life force energy that is you, inside of you, pure. It's like we just bought this 150-watt bulb. It's brand new, and it's so bright. That side of you. And maybe it's a three-way bulb. When we're really focused inside, the light goes all the way up. It stays there. And you'll recognize when you're not here, when you start that second guessing, because the light inside seems to go down to the second level or the first level, you know. Maybe it's 640, or maybe it's 60, and maybe it's 100. But when we're really mindful, really connected inside, it's either 150 or 200. All the way on. But notice the light is always there. The current is always there. The electricity is always within you. Simply a matter of your awareness, your mindfulness, your willingness to pause from the outside world. That is taught you to not trust you first. Trust God first, and when you do, you'll trust the higher source within you, and life will proceed under grace. When the confusion seems to set in, the doubt seems to set in, the going back and forth out of focus seems to set in, pause, stop, move away. Give yourself space. And when you're ready, come back inside. Reconnect. Allow the light to be turned all the way on, 150, 200 watts. The light will be there. It always is. The electricity is always there. And when it is, you feel like now. Notice the feeling. Feel that tingling, that twinkling, the light inside of you flowing out in every direction and yet focused at the same time. Become one with the radiating center of love, who you are. And the more that we spend our time here and bring this knowingness to our daily life outside of us, to all the people and all the decisions, and as we receive information from others about what is happening in the world, we choose love. We choose to see it as all good and find out what is good about it. For we are guided from this higher source, who we are. We stay grounded in love and bring this love from the inside out. And that's how we transform the world. Each of us, remembering who we are, knowing that we're always plugged into that electricity, the divine energy of the universe. It vibrates through us, and we simply turn the light to the highest wattage inside with our mindfulness. And there we are, in peace, in harmony, in prosperity, in right thinking from our higher source. Thinking, thinking that is grounded in divine love. Feel that peace. And allow yourself to bring that back into your consciousness, into your daily activities, in your daily choices. And with time, you will live here all the time, 24/7, as they say. You'll simply be who you are. Divine, radiating center of love. Not just during meditation. Your waking hours, when your eyes are wide open, even when you're moving, you will live in meditation. And you will be radiating this divine love, this wattage of divine love. 24/7. Just feel what that feels like. See the world from that place. Feel the world from that place. Choose to live in this place. trusting your higher self, trusting that sweet small voice, seeing whatever happens from love, choosing actions from love, choosing words from love, choosing feelings from love. And now it's time to bring this back into our conscious self again. So as we begin, take some nice, long, deep, gentle breaths. As you do, feel your chest come up and down, and see yourself taking this light inside of you to your mind's eye. Feel it rising with you, knowing you are always connected at the 100 and 200 wattage now, that you are always connected with the electrical outlet inside of you. The energy, the electricity is always there. See it now as you come back to the surface. Bring your hands, your in the prayer position, if you will, with gratefulness. Thank your higher self. And thank your mental self for allowing you to reconnect with the core of your being now. Thank your mental self for knowing that the guidance is there and giving it permission to make it so, whatever the higher guidance shares is the next right step. Your mental mind will follow the more and more that you trust your higher self first. I bless you and thank you. I see your radiating light, and I declare it good. All is well. Go forth in love, pure love, knowing peace, harmony, and prosperity is yours right now. It is true, and it is done.